The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Today, the 8th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I turned up my...
Good morning, Ben.
Turned up my earphones today. People were amused, I heard yesterday, were laughing about the trying to get on the air. Even though I was on the air.
Oh, boy.
I couldn't hear anything.
So somehow your headphones were down?
I don't know. Were
the gremlins in?
Yeah.
The radio gremlins?
I don't know what it
they
was.
They come in sometimes.
But it's working today, so...
They laugh, a little minion. Yeah.
So what national day do we have today, buddy?
It's a national Have a Coke Day, like a Coca-Cola drink.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's national Coconut Cream Pie Day.
Okay.
Do you like coconut cream pie?
Do you like coconut cream pie?
I don't either.
I mean, it's obviously, if there's a day named after it, some people would be... I don't know if you took... 10 people in a room, and you said, what's your favorite pie? Maybe somebody would say coconut cream pie.
It's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
This is the big one. Without spouses, it was, but the military spouse is one of the most underrated, underappreciated people because it's one thing when you get ready to deploy and you have a 6-month workup, and, you know, you make sure everything's done, you know, wills, the wives groups are formed together so that they're there to help each other and, you know, the whole thing. It's another thing to have something where we are just literally leaving in days. And, so I can just say Desert, Shield was like that. And we picked up a whole division, two divisions, two air wings of Marines and sent them over quickly. It was difficult, and the wives and the spouses and the guys on the other end that were helping take care of that were caught up in that. We were literally having wills done on the trip over so we can send them back, and every, you know, some powers of attorney, all of these things. And but the spouses took care of it. They kept the home fires burning. They keep the kids happy, or at least non-revolutionary, and then we come back. In some cases, it's 6 months. Some cases, in this case, it was like 8, 9, 10 months, from the time they left to the time they came back. And the one thing that we do is when we counsel people, once we're coming back, is don't go in there and try to take over. Because they've been doing it for 9 months, guys, and you come in, oh, I'm going to do that. Well, no, you might want to sit back for a couple weeks and see what goes on. Anyway, National Military Spouse
and
Day.
Trying to take
great.
Over.
Great
day for that. But I'm trying to take over the minute here with the weather because we do have a guest in the house.
I
want to
give him time. We got plenty of time.
89 degrees today. That's what we're going to be with our highs. Our overnight lows at 59. Tomorrow is calling for 97. A hot day and overnight lows. Now, that's a big jump. That's a big jump to go from 97 in the highs to 62 at night. Sunday goes to 93. That's Mother's Day. And cloudy on Sunday night. Monday calls for 96 and Tuesday 97. That's our forecast. The weather's brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. You just had lunch with Chuck Kinney yesterday.
Did.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
Such a great family doing wonderful things for our community. 365-3793 is how you get a hold of Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, always giving seniors and veterans a special discount.
Okay. Our guest today is Registrar of Voters, Clint Hurst. Good morning.
Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
We're doing
fine.
It's
a long entrance, but we're here. We're finally, you got
Linda hates if I go off the script. And, you know, it's got to be, okay, we got to do this. Well, we do it. and just, you know, if it was coconut cream pie day, we'd just blow by that. The military appreciation, military spouse appreciation day is big to me. So, are we ready for the election?
We are. We have all the polling places. We have all the poll workers. We're still getting some more because, you know, I want backup in case, you know, somebody doesn't show up.
Uh-huh.
We got all our poll closers, so we're going to go in at night and help everybody out to get them out of there quicker and to do the pre-processing so when it gets to me, it's all ready to go through the tabulators.
Okay. Tell us the process. I walk in and on the day of the election.
Okay.
On the day of the election. I have my ballot in my envelope, and that's very important.
The envelope is vital. Because
the one that they've mailed to me, you got to keep that envelope.
That little return envelope tells us that you have not voted, and we know you haven't voted. You just give us your name. You take your ballot, either the one you've got or you can get a new one and trade it in if you like. That used to be a thing. I don't think people are doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to actually have different numbers at the top and the bottom. But don't do that anymore. They figured out that's not a good thing to do.
Okay.
So you fill it out, and you get to put it right in the box, and it gets counted that day.
Does it go back in the envelope?
No.
It doesn't have to go back in the envelope.
No, you don't want it in the envelope. If you put it back in the envelope, it becomes a mail-in.
Okay, got it.
And that's counted the next day.
Because one day I brought in just the ballot, figuring I thought I could do it, but I didn't have my envelope. It was a couple, I don't know, two elections ago or something. And then it wasn't as easy.
Right. You had to either fill out the provisional, which means we have to look up to make sure you haven't voted, or you have to kind of stand in line and wait for them to a call center to call in and find out if you voted or not.
No, I think they did a provisional on that.
That's the easiest.
Okay.
Throw it down and done.
When you get the ballots, which could be any day now.
I got mine.
Okay. Well, we may have mine. We may have ours. We may just have to check the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I take it, open it up, I fill it out, if I wish, which I do, and then I put it in the return envelope, and I can either mail it, or I can bring it down that day. And there's something about going in, sticking it in a box, and getting your little I voted thing. And so that's if you want to go down to one of the polling places
and
do it that way.
Correct. If you actually come to Market Street, that is not a polling place.
Right.
So everything you bring there will be a mail-in ballot.
Okay.
So it will get counted the next day and not.
Okay. It's counted as a mail-in ballot.
It's counted as a mail-in ballot.
Now, this is just for everybody. We mail all of our business mail and personal mail out of a mail biz. They're really good. They told us the other day that they're having, what did they say, honey? They're having, it seemed like there's a big delay.
Oh, okay. I went up to MailBiz. Thank you. Do a shout out for MailBiz because they do all of our stuff. We take it up there. And I said, okay, you guys, you know, we really want to know what's going on because there's been our twice.
2 months in a row.
2 months in a row.
It's taken it forever.
And she said it is a S show. She said, and trust me, it's not just you. It is a 14-day turnaround period of time for mail from Reading to Reading.
Okay.
And that they just got the word that all of the mail in California is going to Sacramento.
I had heard that.
And there is not a larger facility that's the same facility. So they're just like, whoa. Right. So she said, you may want to think about getting your checks out or whatever it is earlier.
So the reason I'm bringing that up is that if you turn your ballot in on the day, and they do I'm not sure if they stamp it here or they stamp it in Sacramento.
If you turn it in on the day of the election, they stamp it here.
Okay.
They also don't send it to Sacramento.
Okay.
They actually have a separate little tray where they put all of our stuff, and then we come in right before they close and pick that up.
Is that at the post office?
That is at the post office.
Just the post office? Or what about the other, like there's a lot of little, you know, mail centers, you know, like MailBiz.
I don't know. I haven't tried that way. I don't know what their delay would be. I don't think they could stamp it.
No. So, it gets picked up and taken down to Sacramento, and they may not stamp it for a day or two.
So, so it's better probably to either take it to the post office. You can also drop it off if you miss the post office.
Yeah.
If you're really late, go to any polling location, you could drop it off there as well.
Right.
And the Dropbox is the same thing. You can drop it in a Dropbox. You know, those get picked up, locked at 8 o'clock, and grabbed and gone.
Don't, you know, like you've done in the past, you drop it into the box that day. Don't just assume that it's going to get stamped. And if it's not stamped on Election Day, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count, right. It's always best to do it a little early.
Yeah.
You know. But if you're doing it the last minute, there are
take
options.
Take it down. Yes, there are options.
It's okay. just like taxes. If you're going to file your taxes, make sure you get it in there and get it stamped on the last day if you're really running that late. So, and then it's counted as being received by the post office. It's good enough. Doesn't matter how long it takes to get there.
Okay. All right. Let's take our first break. We're here with Clint Curtis, Registrar of Voters, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center.
For a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These Micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell through the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Falcon by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Reading Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
All right. Welcome back on this beautiful Friday morning. How are you today? We're going to have, It's the 8th of May. Michael's birthday was yesterday, so we called him. It's so nice to see your kids and your grandkids and, you know, doing well, like really enjoying life and doing great things. Okay. It's going to be 89 degrees today. You've got some kind of freedom
now. Reading Rodeo is next week. In fact, it starts tonight. The whole extravaganza starts tonight with the street dance right down here on Market Street. And then tomorrow, the launch party. But for the rodeo itself is running next Wednesday through Saturday. Now, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are sold out, my friends. But Wednesday still has about 1,000 tickets. And that's all that's left. And that's Native American Appreciation Night. It's Wednesday. They're going to be bringing the dancers out during the performance. We have got some of the top national final rodeo cowboys and girls riding Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be a great show. A lot of new things out there at the rodeo grounds. So to get your tickets, go to readingrodeo.com. ReadingRodeo.com for your tickets. And prices are much lower there than any other place you go to. You go to these other sites and they're going to jack up the prices 3, 4, 5 times the amount. So ReadingRodeo.com and get your tickets for Wednesday night. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are sold out. And we are here with Clint Curtis and Registrar of Voters. And we said, okay, on Election Day, I bring in my ballot. We talked about what happens there. Then what happens in back when it gets into the system?
Well, we actually do a sort, and we have the observer lounge now because, you know, we have observers that can see absolutely everything.
Right.
Everything. So they can sit right on top of people if they want to. Plus, it's all live streamed and recorded. So we go and we sort everything out. So they're in stacks of 50, taking out the ones that can be identified. Mm-hmm. And then those are eventually, you know, run through the machine. First step, they're on camera where you see the front and the back of every ballot. Then they run through the tabulator, and then we do the front and the back of every ballot again because that's the ballot of record.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything changes in the machine, because I'm a programmer and I can change anything in the machine, right? So if anything changes, you still have a record, and you know exactly where you are.
Okay.
So that's the process.
And then they're all – every ballot is run in, and you've got ballots that are in different polling places.
Right.
Under security.
Yes.
And so when you bring in those boxes, are those boxes locked?
Yes.
Okay.
They're not only locked, but sealed. So they have seals on them. There's a seal process all the way across. So they're all sealed up, and then they come in, and they're all pre-bagged at the precinct.
Mm-hmm.
That's also sealed bag. So I got seals on seals on top of seals. So
okay. Make sure nobody can get into it.
Nobody's getting into it. Well, they could, but you'll catch them.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so then it comes to the election office, and then what happens?
And then they'll already be pre-processed. They will have already taken out the ones you can't see. They will already have them bagged to 50. They'll come straight back and go straight into the process where they're going through the tabulator.
Okay. And how long does the process take?
Well, we were longer than I wanted to be last time because it took 4 hours. I wanted to do 3. I'm hoping to do 3 this time. We shall see.
3 hours for...
For the total process.
All of the ballots.
All the ballots, except for the ones that come at the late mail-ins, the people mm-hmm. who do the mail-ins. Those all have to take another day or two because you have to go through each one and check the signatures before you can verify them. You also have a proof process where you have to cure that someone sent in their ballot, didn't sign it. Right. So you have to call them and give them time to get in. Now, that's kind of a weird thing this time because there's actually two elections running at one time. So the normal election is going to be 28 days to cure it.
Right.
But the other election for seat one, right. Doug LaMoffa's district, race, yeah. You only have 9 days to cure.
Wow.
I don't know why they said it, because that's not a lot of time. But
and this is if the if they haven't signed it or their signature doesn't match what's in on record.
Something's wrong, yes.
Something's wrong. Okay. And I was told that the biggest change in signatures isn't when you get old, that it's from the time you're like 18 or 19 to the time you're 27. Your signature really changes, which I found was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, well, I
write so badly it never matters.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference if they go, yeah, he crossed his T's. Okay, he's all right.
That's actually what they look for, how the T's are crossed, how the I's are dotted, how it ends, whether it ends in a swishy or ends in a straight.
So last year, when was it when we got the final count?
The final count, you mean the certification date?
Certification.
It's always 28 days after the election.
You can do it before that, though, right?
No.
Oh, you can't.
You are not allowed to certify before you have allowed all the cure dates.
Okay. And so they're in. This is the process. Now, can I come down and watch it?
Absolutely. In fact, I think I invited you last year. I didn't show up.
Well, I thought there had been bomb threats. No.
It was a rough time.
But I did go in to see how it was being done. I got a tour. And it's too late probably to get those tours now because we've got an election. But to see how the cameras worked, see how the things were counted, mm-hmm. where all the ballots were kept that as they waited to be able to be processed.
No more rolling them around the building without anything sealed.
You know? Right. Now,
everything is in these actually see-through containers with four seals on each corner. And a ballot can't move more than 3 feet unless it's in one of those.
So you believe this is a fair election?
This Absolutely. Fair and on total. Camera.
Now, you've done this one time before.
Right.
And what were your problems?
We didn't really have much in problems. My biggest problem was trying to get the staff to work with me to fill out the last paperwork. Kind of give me the runaround a little.
We're going to talk about
kind of like an initiation, I think. You know.
Yeah, we're going to talk.
You figure out where that is.
we'll talk about that in our next segment because there's some things going on, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so
the process itself.
I didn't hear any complaints.
There was no
last time, and before that, there were complaining about. Oh yeah, I mean down there it was got into confrontations, not heated confrontations. No fists were thrown, but there were confrontations and all this.
Six security guards and a spiked fence going down the room.
Not this time.
Oh, no. Spike fence went down. No security guards because we don't need them. And last time we had, from the observation room, we had people from all parties sitting in there eating pizza and cookies together. It was actually very nice, almost eerie.
Yeah.
No fights, no complaints. We can see everything. What are you going to fight about, right? Because the biggest problem is if you try to block people out so they can't see what's going on, then they're going to make it up in their head what's going on. Could be something bad. Could be not. But it just depends on what the person is seeing.
Yeah. People want to...
They should see. It's their election.
That's true.
Right.
And we went through this... it all started to me. I mean, it started way before that with you. But to me, it was when COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And people lost faith in their government. And in many cases... They should have.
With elections, they should have a long time ago. So you got to see everything. Because otherwise the bureaucrats control it, and you'd never want that.
So the idea of having observers there is people, if you want to observe the election, you can just walk in. And like Clint said, there is a room there, and I saw it, and there's big screen TVs. Not big screen, but they're, good size. Mm-hmm. So you can see every ballot that's being processed.
It goes through,
and it's on the video.
It's on the video.
How long do you keep that?
That has to be kept for the same term as the election. So you get rid of the videos the same time as you get rid of the ballots.
So 28 days later?
No.
Oh, how long do you keep the ballots?
22 months.
Oh, okay. So the tape and the ballots are kept for 22 months.
Now, there's an issue I have to fix, but I'll do that after the election. They were they changed it so the retention period on the extra ballots, all those that we print that shouldn't have anything on it, but if they make their way in, you could check them. But those, for some reason, they changed the retention to destroy those the day after the election, which gives you no time to check it.
Hmm.
Someone trying to change it to the full period you're holding the ballots, you can hold the others as well.
Yeah. Okay, we're with Clint Curtis. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Jeff's been doing this on, gosh, over a quarter of a century. He went through all the schools early on, and now he is the windshield whisperer, my friends. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances on your family's safety. You're driving down, and you say, gosh, I've had that chip fixed, and then about halfway down through your trip, it turns into a crack all the way across the windshield. No, no, no. Take your vehicle down if you're not sure. How about a free inspection and analysis by bringing it down to 3208 South Market Street? Jeff will look at it. You want to get it fixed. He takes it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and then guarantees it. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Thoroughly recommend them. And we'll be right back with Clint Curtis.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 0224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Today, the 8th of May, 7:36 in the morning, about 60 degrees going up to, what'd you say, 90 or is it 87?
Today looks like it's 89, but tomorrow is 97.
Okay, so we're pushing it again. We're here with Clint Curtis, the Registrar of Voters. Clint, there's just so much trauma going on with the election. The two different investigations have come out.
Yeah.
One by the Oppenheimer Investigations Group. Was released, and then there was next one was an internal investigation from.
Yeah, but they're both garbage. They're just garbage. Okay. So we'll take them to court and we'll prove it and get all that done. Although somebody thinks we're going to sue employees. My employees don't make that much, and anyone in litigation knows you don't sue people who can't ever pay you. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make any sense. So I think they should take the money they said they were going to pay to defend those employees mm-hmm. and actually give my employees a raise so they'd have a little more money in their
mm-hmm.
pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The allegations that I think that got people spun up was that you had threatened your employees, and I think the big one was pulling a woman out of the office by her hair.
Yeah. Well, actually, the person that was with me testified that never happened. So someone else reported it from someplace, but there's really no place they could be, so it's a complete lie. But this is all thrown on at the last minute. I actually worked with domestic violence organizations for 20 years. Won awards, done all sorts of stuff for them, you know. So it's just they're throwing things against the wall because they're desperate, because they know it's a 70-30 division, and I'm the Republican, and she's the San Francisco lefty, that where money's coming from. So,
there was a statement made by Cry that he had spoken to you about the way that you address your employees. Is that true? And he had said he had talked to you numerous times about your interactions with the employees.
Yeah, I tell them I don't interact with them. I don't. I just simply tell them what needs to be done, and I move on. It's never been a friendly place. I mean, you know, I've had death threats carved into the trunk. I've had super glue put on the window. It hasn't been a real friendly interaction. Mm-hmm. And all that started right after I fired the person I'm running against. So I think she's kind of in it, and they're trying to get her back because they don't like to have to do this much work. There's a lot more work we're doing now than we used to do.
Slow walking things.
Oh, slow walking like a monster. It's horrible.
I've heard, and not from you, but from other employees in your office, that
it's horrible. What's
your definition of slow walking?
Things that could be accomplished in an hour will take 2 weeks. So I have to be ahead of the game a couple of weeks, almost everything I need. When I'm doing reports, right, we have to do all these reports at the end of the day. So I have to gather the data from everybody who has it. No one remembers how to do these reports. No one knows where the data is at, although they've been doing them for years. So I have to go around and find everything myself and get it in. So it's just, it's annoying. I'm hoping after this election, if I win, that will go away, that they'll go, okay, I can't do this for another 4 years. Let's just calm down and actually do our job. Because when they work, they do a good job. They really do. Lately, now that we're on camera, because if you go over to Market, everything's on camera. They're not being nasty to the new employees, and they were really nasty to them. I mean, you know, really nasty. So I know they filed several complaints. Those, of course, never see the light of day, right? Never do. So there's a certain tent there that, you know, they want to believe the old guard and not any of the new people. Because if you look at what they said in the investigation and you look at what the actual people that are there now that don't have this vested interest, it's completely different. You know, it didn't happen.
So
that's
you
case.
Are, so who are you suing?
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
I don't know if they're going to have any money left. I heard they have like four litigations going right now. One, multi-million-dollar one, so
yeah, somebody lost their job, and
right, so they may be hard, but we still have to go to. I mean, they did things like.
Are you suing the county?
No, we don't need to sue the county.
I'm sorry.
We don't need to sue the county.
Okay.
You know,
you're suing the investigator.
That's where the money is.
Okay.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
I just, you know, with all the nastiness, because it seems like just our world in general, and you know, people are just got the nasty button on, like, you know, craziness and rudeness and things that happen to your car, and I'm sure your wife, I mean, how do you not take it personally?
Well,
I mean,
I'm kind of used to it. You know, when I testified before Congress, we had the same kind of things. I got death threats. Someone came and shot our German Shepherd. You know, I mean, we've been this round, so, you know, and, you know, you just kind of shrug it off and you go. You kind of get a thick skin, and, you know, it's kind of like Trump. How does Trump put up with all the garbage that's been thrown at him?
Mm-hmm.
He just does,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he walks on, and that's kind of what you have to do. If you have a purpose, and my purpose is to make sure not only that Shasta County has elections that everybody can trust, but that we spread it all across the nation, and then I'll feel better about writing the program in the first place.
Okay.
Because I did the prototype for the electronic voting machines, and even at that time, there was a request to have it so it could flip it if you wanted to. Computer, of course you can. So was I the only programmer in the world that could write that? No. But, you know, thinking back, it's like I let Pandora out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm closing the box.
So you're saying that the investigation, I haven't seen the second investigation. Maybe it's been released. I don't know. But the first investigation was based on a faulty premise.
Yeah.
And that things they found that were substantiated, and I think what it said, some were substantiated, some weren't. You weren't using time there for your campaign. And
well, I like the one that said, I campaign. When we had the open house, remember we had the open mm-hmm. house? And we brought everybody in, right? All the people. And so one of the things they said we did was that someone, we don't know who, said they overheard or think they overheard a telephone conversation that they think might have been campaigning, but they couldn't hear the other side. And they found that that was valid. First of all, I'm a little deaf. You guys all know that.
Yep.
When I'm on the phone, I have the speaker on because I can't hear it otherwise. So if they heard me, they should have heard the other conversation.
Hmm.
So it's things like that that will take Oppenheimer and, you know, put some money in our pocket.
Do you feel like maybe, because we all do it, that some jokes that you may make or some things that we find humorous, other people may not?
I don't know, but I don't joke with them because they have all these frowny faces at me, right? So I don't sit down and joke. And usually I don't do it generally with people at all because, you know, with bad hearing, I have to watch their face to actually know what they're saying sometimes. And if I – jokes are tough for me because jokes are usually play on words, and I don't hear all the words. So I can't put together a joke a lot of times, you know, like, oh, that would be funny if I actually knew what you said, but – that's not the way it processes, so mm-hmm. It's a little bit harder.
Okay, it's time to take a break. On May Day, May 30th, there's going to be an event on Saturday at Civic Auditorium. It's the 33rd Annual Memorial Service put on by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We salute our nation's heroes. It's going to be Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m., please join us as we honor military personnel lost in service to our country. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Grove down at the Civic. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited. And if you want to lay a wreath in honor of fallen comrades or family members, give Debbie a call at 530-357-3380. And immediately following the ceremony will be a complimentary lunch provided by one of the Rotary Clubs here. So please join us down there. It'll last about an hour, and there'll be tents up for shade, seating, water, all that kind of stuff there. And
you're going to be speaking.
I'll be speaking, but I'll keep it to a very manageable speech here, mainly just wanting to thank and remember those who've given their lives and for our country. So that's on May 30th, and we'll be right back.
In Shasta County, we believe in hard work, honesty, and doing things the right way. From the ranches and orchards to the Sacramento River and the shadow of Mount Shasta, our community deserves elections handled with experience, integrity, and common sense. That's why I'm supporting Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
Now, for someone that needs to move quickly or something like a job transfer, well, what steps can you take to make sure that their home gets sold fast and for the most money?
Sean, that is an excellent question. We actually have three ways that we'll approach that. One is we actually as an office have what's called an instant offer. So if you need it sold fast, we can do it really fast. But the truth is if you want to maximize your selling price and get done quickly, then it actually means that you're going to want to sit down, identify a marketing plan, talk about what to do to prep your home for sale, and then be really clear on two things, your time frame and the price, because those two things merging together is ultimately going to equal your outcome. So having that kind of conversation in advance will go a long ways.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Everybody calls and say liars. Yeah!
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and DeBott, the 8th of May, 7:52 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 89 today. And the farriers on the way out to the Wonder Horse here. So that was a surprise.
Yeah.
Nah, because I got to run out and get the shoes for that they left.
Yeah.
That I hid in the tack room so that nobody can find them, including probably me at this point. We're here with Clint Curtis, who's registrar of voters in a very contested race. It's not a very nice race either. There's at all. Death threats, porn sent to the cell phones, things carved into his car. How much animosity is in the Register of Voters office now? Because I hear different things.
Well, right now they're being good,
which is good. You know, we're all under camera, so they can't say anything. You know, obviously, if you watch the film, you'll find I don't walk around and joke with people. It's just not what I do. I don't have time to do that if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if people aren't friendly to me, it's not really, I'm not going to break into any sort of a familiarity with them in the first place. So it's better right now. It was terrible right beforehand because, you know, we're trying to get the new people trained, and mm-hmm. they just wouldn't train them. And we had one incident where I stood there because I've been telling them for 3 weeks, you've got to train these guys how to pull a voter roll, because we have people asking for voter rolls, and no one's trained.
Thank you for that. Scrubbing the voter rolls is, when you told me last time, let me see if I got it right, you can scrub the voter rolls, but then you have to send it to the state, who yep. then does the official scrub.
And then they pop right back in, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do they like, you send it to them on a Monday that by Friday it's done?
No, usually it takes about 2 months before they reappear, and then they'll reappear in a group. We have
when you say reappear, that they come back on to the
Go back on the voter rolls
because you've pulled them off already,
right?
Based on
they're not there, so they go inactive. Because if you're not there, you don't actually take them off the voters, you mark them inactive. Right. But an inactive voter can vote at any time. So if they're pushing votes in and they can't in Shasta County because of the way we locked it down, you can't have any funny votes because you've already seen all the ballots. There's nothing that can generate. Right. Well, you can, but you get caught.
Right.
But those as ghost voters, a lot of places have that. So like in Riverside, they had 48,000 more votes than people who voted. Well, that's kind of a problem, right?
And that's when Bianco was trying to figure out.
He got locked down away from it, so yeah. They won't count him yet.
Do we have more votes than voters?
We did before I got here. They had 2,700 more votes than voters.
Then people registered, people on the rolls, really.
Right.
Okay, now you can be removed from the roll for death.
Yes, death will remove you.
And if you get and you're supposed to be getting something from
right.
the county.
But dead people come back all the time. So I have several incidents in Shasta County where people have told me their husband died 10 years ago. They sent in the thing, and now he's getting a ballot again. But right now we don't control the ballots either. So what I want to do is do the printing and the mailing in-house. Because then we control how many ballots go out and who they go to. So then if you've got somebody with 10 years of a, you know, husband that's getting a ballot that shouldn't be getting a ballot because he's not alive anymore, we can control that better.
Now, Chico has a big problem because of all the students and because they live in apartments. And they're getting delivered 10, 12, 15 ballots
right.
because they've never said they moved.
Right. We have the same problem with homeless people. Homeless people, it goes down to the mission. So there'll be 500 ballots that go down to the mission. It's really hard to track that, right? Because you really don't have anything to work with. So, and of course, there's signature verification, but that is not, you know, the end all because it's basically a best guess. Because, you know, people will sit there, is a T-cross
rate. That's
the one
thing I could never figure out when you is dead people, people that have moved, which is the big thing, you know, people move around a lot, that it's such a process, it's such a hard process just to remove them from the voting rolls. I mean, I think they had that one state that was saying 300,000 and back east, and it was like they're trying to fix that.
Yeah, if the president could actually get California to even cooperate in any degree, he could help fix the voter rolls. But he doesn't. So far, California, New York, Illinois, if you see a color here, tell me, won't cooperate. red states cooperate, and so they're pulling their voter rolls, and they're doing a good job. When I was out walking, you know, when you hand out...
Are you comfortable with voter rolls?
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Once we win, and we get everybody on the same page, because I think if we win, we'll get everybody on the same page, then we will be directing our energy towards the voter rolls, and what we will do to fix them, because we don't have control over them, the state does, is we will document everything we tell them to take off, and we'll take snapshots every week of what we've got. And then if DOJ wants to check them, they can go in and go, well, let's see, you told them to take it off in January, they're off in February, they're off in March. Oh, wait, they're back in May. How'd that happen? So they'd have a little something to work with. Right now the DOJ, because I talk to them all the time, doesn't have anything to work with in California.
We've run out of time. Do you have any events coming up? And so I ask everybody that's running for office, do you have events coming up, and how can people get a hold of your machine?
Well, we're walking.
Your machine.
We're walking and we're talking every day. You could get hold of the cell phone. You know, we have the cell phone that we call in. I don't have the number on the tip of my thing. We're going to a parade tomorrow down in Cottonwood. And we go to basically every event we can. And talk to anybody who wants to talk to us. So,
do you have an official event or anything? You've had them before.
Do I have what?
You've had official events that people come in, meet you. And
oh, yeah. We've had several those.
So you don't have anything planned here?
No. Now we're in a, you know, push out as much as you can mode.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's not a lot of time for events.
All right. We've been here with Clint Curtis. We've addressed the investigation. And then mainly, I think, for everybody is what happens when you send your ballot in. You want to feel like it's counted and that it's counted appropriately and that there aren't a bunch of others. I know in other places in this state, people will come in, see who hasn't voted at the end of the day, and they will sign and vote.
Exactly.
I mean, busloads of people. I've seen that substantiated. So, okay, Clint, thank you very much for coming in. I know you're busy.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, when we come back from the news, got Pat and Jill Gorman going to join us.
Yeah,
and
we're going to be talking right.
Legal matters
That's
around
right.
here. All right, we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amish Thomason. The Great American Hiring Machine cranked out 115,000 new jobs last month. The robust hiring report caught the experts off guard.
Hiring was better than the 65,000 economists had expected, though it was decelerated from the 185,000 jobs created in March. The unemployment rate remained at a low 4.3%. The war has caused the biggest disruption of global oil supplies in history and sent average U.S. gasoline prices surging past $4.50 a gallon this week. But the conflict hasn't done much damage to the American job market so far.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett says healthcare added 37,000 jobs, transportation and warehousing 30,000, but 2,000 manufacturing jobs were lost. When it comes to his blueprint for ending the Iran war, President Trump says his bottom line remains the same.
The plan is very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. It cannot have a nuclear bomb. And it's not going to happen. Really at the end of the line. It's really our
Secretary of State Rubio says ideally the U.S. plan would lay the groundwork for a serious process of negotiation.
We're expecting a response from them today at some point. We have not received that yet as in the last hour, but perhaps that will come. Their system is still highly fractured and a bit dysfunctional as well. So that may be serving as an impediment. I hope it's a serious offer. I really do.
The U.S. military says it has fired on and disabled two more Iran-flagged oil tankers trying to break the American blockade that President Trump has described as a wall of steel. An online system used by thousands of schools and universities is back online following a cyber attack. Canvas used to manage grades, course notes, assignments, lecture videos, and more. The Dow is up 69 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
The U.S. is apparently in no rush to force change in Cuba by military means.
We'll be doing something with Cuba very soon.
President Trump has been threatening Cuba is next for some time, suggesting U.S. warships deployed in the Middle East could return by way of the island. But U.S. officials involved in preliminary discussions with Havana tell AP the administration isn't looking to take military action anytime soon. The president saying last month,
I would think a deal would be made very easily with Cuba.
Still, those officials also say they are not optimistic the communist government will accept the U.S. offer, even though it includes tens of millions of dollars in humanitarian aid. And Thomas Washington.
Partial results from local elections in England show significant losses for Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party and gains for Reform UK, the vote seen as an unofficial referendum on Starmer. News and analysis, townhall.com. The price of a gallon of regular gas in the U.S. has climbed 31 cents over the past week.
The
Travel Group AAA says at $4.54 a gallon as of Wednesday, gas was a full 52% higher than before the war with Iran began. The main reason drivers are paying more for gas is because the war has stranded oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. On renewed hopes of an end to the war, oil prices have fallen to near or below the $100 mark. If that trend continues, it could pull gasoline prices down as well. But energy experts warn it will take months for prices to return to pre-war levels. Bob Hagner reporting.
The NCAA will be expanding its March Madness tournaments by 8 teams each next season. It will add more early round games in the first week without altering the overall format. The new 76-team brackets for men and women will feature 12 games involving 24 teams. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott.
Here we are.
Streaming live at KCNRradio.com, and that will take you right to our webpage, and you can go to our archives. You can see what's going on in the world. Six different news groups coming in, and we've got stuff on there, stuff for veterans, everything on that. And then you can also find our sponsors and click on them, and it takes you right to their website. So that's it, KCNRradio.com. And Ben's with us today, and he doesn't usually work Fridays, but he is so excited.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and we found out that it's National Military Spouse Appreciation Day, and so we're really happy with that. You are a military spouse.
I guess so. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll go into that. We've got lots to cover today, but first, let's go to one of our favorite people on the planet. That's Susan Eastman, and she's the vice president.
First vice president.
First vice president of investments, of course, the first one at Stifel, and that's S-T-I-F-E-L. That's Stifel, but it sounds like, okay. And that's Susan Eastman on the phone giving us our market minute. Good morning.
Good morning. There's a lot of energy over there. Good
yes,
job.
There
anyway,
is.
The major averages are in the green this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 41 points at 49,636. The S&P 500 positive 58 points at 7,393. And the NASDAQ composite is gaining 326 points at 26,132. Active stocks this morning, Coterra Energy down $3 at $32.56 per share. Iron Limited up $5.09, trading at $61.97. NVIDIA up $4.56 at $216.11 per share. And Intel up $6.99, trading at $116.67. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.358%. Over to commodities, gold is up $30 an ounce at $4,714. Silver up $2 at $80 per ounce, and crude oil trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Stifel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Oh, boy,
Susan, gold.
The gold prices today.
Well, it used to be over 5,000.
So. Yeah, I saw that was just a couple months ago.
Yeah, we were looking.
And silver was over like 110, which is kind of. They're not holding. That's good.
Still holding.
And oil's going down. But our gas prices, I have not seen them go down yet.
All right.
You know, that is a two-hour show trying to figure out. We produce more energy than any time in our history, and it's and the prices still keep going up.
Susan, we appreciate you so much. You're
thank
such
you.
a beautiful human being. And
Thank you, Susan.
And Stifel Investments, she bought a table at Chicks and Chaps, and that was a wonderful thing. What she does in the community are great things. You can get a hold of Susan for all of your financial investments. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. She's located over there off of Park Marina Drive. Thank you, Susan.
Okay.
Going to the weather. Today, it's going to be around 89. Our highs today, overnight lows of 59. Saturday, now we're bumping it up to 97. That will be a hot day with Saturday night with overnight lows of around 62. Sunday, 93. Sunday night will be clear, partly cloudy, though, with about 63. Monday, 96 and hot, and Tuesday, 97 and hot. We haven't hit those triple digits yet, but, you know, don't snooze too long because I think that's coming around the corner. But, you know, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs. All right, now, guess who we have in the house? Woo-woo, we need applause. Applause, applause, applause.
Okay, what do you...
Patrick and Jill Gorman.
What's in that pink mug you're drinking?
Nothing. It's my electrolytes, you know. And, of course, it's the 8 o'clock hour, and so we get to see some of our favorite people today. I haven't seen them in a while. So,
yeah,
Gorman Light. And I was looking at your picture with those beautiful, beautiful red leaves in the back. And
yes.
Your staff, you're expanding.
Yes. Yeah. We've been pretty steady at where we're at now for a couple of years, but those, a lot of girls, they work part time and, they're super, super awesome environment. I've managed offices in different areas down in the Bay Area and up here. And, I mean, it just, everybody takes care of one another. It's actually really, really nice to go to work. There's no drama. It's been really awesome.
Yeah. Oh my God. How are you able to deal with Jill?
I think they're just nice people.
They're nice people.
We just got really lucky.
Isn't that great to be with a group of women that actually are
that
nice and kind?
Yes,
I love that. Please. I just think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
And you built, well, it's the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in the past 5-6 years.
Yes. Yeah, it's been, I think we're at our fifth anniversary this year.
Yeah.
So in 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and that occurred in the last couple of years. So,
yeah, it's been a ride.
there's obviously other worker compensation places around, but why do you think you grew so fast, so quick?
A couple of things. I mean, one is just...
He's the best.
Yeah. I mean,
besides that.
Reputation.
Besides that.
Reputation, I think, is a lot of it. It's very rare. I mean, I was like an equity partner in a large firm on the other side, and it's very rare. I don't know if it's ever happened before where somebody's left, ownership of a firm on the other side and come to represent injured workers. So I think that was a large part of it. And I mean, word of mouth matters. I mean, word of mouth is everything up here. And a lot of stuff, you know, we'll have people come in and they don't need an attorney. Actually, I had somebody come in just 2 days ago and she's working, she's back at work full time. The last thing she needs is an attorney getting involved and or taking some of her permanent disability. So I helped her fill out a form to, you know, get the process moving on her own. She doesn't need an attorney. Those things right there, they matter. I mean, it's, you know, people go to attorneys when they're scared and worried. And I think if they're treated like that especially if you're just straight up and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to get you a different outcome. You shouldn't have to hire an attorney. Here's a couple of steps. Let me fill out this form for you. Set them on their way. I mean, those things right there matter. I think that little things like that speak volumes. You know, everybody she knows is going to, you know, if they're looking for an attorney, she's going to mention my name and they're going to get the same treatment. So I think that just over time, just like any good business, right? You get credible references and referrals. I think that grows your business more than advertising online.
Well, you know, the fact is you've been on our show now for, going on, 3 years? Is it?
Oh, it's been important. No,
four
it's,
years?
Yeah, we
four
started
years.
Almost in the beginning. We've been with you guys. It's the only advertisement I paid for, really, actually. It's great. That's another part. I mean, just putting down roots. If you're going to have a practice and you're not representing, you know, financial institutions or whatever, if you're representing individuals, you put down roots. Like that community is your community. And so this is, you know, I mean, start right here. This is grassroots.
And when we started this station, that was the whole idea.
It's grassroots.
And it's grassroots. The, the other thing, too.
I love that about you guys, too.
And I don't mind saying this, is I've gotten to know you pretty well over 4 years.
And you've helped us.
And you can, there's been times I had a question and you were more than helpful. But the point is you, if you refer somebody to somebody else, you got to trust them. And the, like the live reads we do are for businesses we know about and people we trust. And I have no problems saying is that if somebody goes to you in need, that they're going to get one, they're going to get the true scoop, but they're going to get a scrapper.
He loves to call you a scrapper. You are a scrapper.
Yeah.
That's great. It's a compliment.
And that is a compliment.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I want you in my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
on my side.
And the fact is that you're going to pursue it, and you're going to do the very, very most for a client. And so I have no problem at all talking about that. I said, you know, no matter which part of the law that you would have done, in this case it's workers' compensation, but if it was something else, you'd be like that in anything. So, I have no problems at all. Linda and I have no problems at all referring people to you.
I think with anything in life, I mean, that's one thing. I think it was Buffett or somebody said, you know, it's just find something that you feel good about doing. And because a bad day is never going to be a terrible day, right? So find something that you feel good about doing, because not every day is going to be a great day at work. And then, you know, from there, it's just everything else flows. The money flows, the success flows, because a lot of people are doing it just because it's a job. And if you actually feel good about it and you look yourself in the mirror and you're like, you know what, I feel good about doing this. You're going to get up out of bed in the morning when you don't feel like it, because it's more important than just a job. And you're going to outperform other people because it matters to you. So, I
thoroughly agree with you. You know, I don't think I've ever maybe missed one day for sickness in 16 years, maybe. And there are days when it's, you know, just tough to get out of bed because, because I stayed up too late. This morning, half my body, my feet were on the floor. The other half of my body was laying in the bed.
Yep.
And Linda was waving a peanut butter toast in front of me going,
come on,
you can get up.
I was in the same exact position a couple hours ago with the coffee, though.
Yeah, right.
Peanut butter toast.
Yeah, coffee.
Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about some of the things with presumed injuries. We go in your core services, catastrophic injuries, traumatic brain injuries, toxic exposure at work. Let's talk about that when we come back. That's a big deal right now. Let's take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening. This is Your Talk Radio with Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. You can always listen to the show back in the archives at kcnrradio.com, and we'll be right back.
We actually talked.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of May, 8:21 in the morning, it's Friday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Fast Track to reserve an ER treatment time. Don't go down there and wait for 3 hours. Get online at shastaregional.com, set up a time, and then just wait in the comfort of your own home. They're going to ask you a few questions, like to make sure it's not life-threatening, like, can you breathe?
Yeah.
And do you feel like an elephant sitting on your chest? Or are you bleeding copious amounts on the floor?
Or have
and
you been exposed to mouse droppings?
Yeah, and then so they're gonna tell you to come in early. If not, you go in and you're seen and you don't have to wait in the emergency room. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click the Fast Track Now. Fast Track button. There.
Yeah.
And we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, and website is GormanComplaw.com. And when we left, you said, we've talked about all these things, and you said
we talk about toxic exposure and
exposure
right. At work. And
then you brought up
the hantavirus.
Right, so it doesn't have to just be exposure to solvents and metal dust and stuff like that. There's actually a whole body of law of cases on valley fever, COVID, of course, and various other diseases. And, the hantavirus is actually a very, most commonly is in an industrial setting. If you think about, somebody who's renovating a basement or, doing some kind of work in a big barn, where it's present, right? Somewhere in, Death Valley, somewhere like that, where there's a lot of dust and mice droppings. And, so it's a lot of the research on hantavirus is going to be related to occupational exposure and stuff like that. But, not to mention, all the workers on that cruise ship that are exposed to it, that
this came up really big time because, 3 people died of it from a cruise ship. And right. They feel that the first 2 people that came in were already infected. And the cruise ship went from Argentina, down in Antarctica and all that. It was supposed to be that thing. But the people that got on it were from, like Denmark or something like this. Yeah. But the scary thing on it was that they think that it was passed to the next person via contact.
Right.
With the infected person, which is really, really, really rare. that it's this is something you get from breathing in dust, not contact right. with somebody.
Right. Yeah. Know? It's an infectious disease, but it's not one that's known to be airborne. But I imagine that bodily fluid, kind of stuff. I mean, you could contract almost anything that way. This person's unrelated to their party. How do they get it?
Yeah. Well, according to, just I'm going to quickly talk about the Dutch woman hantavirus case on Tristan da Cunha, was a ship passenger. The person suspected of having the virus was a passenger on the cruise ship of the outbreak. The British government official indicated the patient was an island resident and was hospitalized, but did not say how they may have come in contact. So it's giving like a detailed account about the Dutch woman who was the second passenger to die. And it talked about the 70-year-old woman's husband was the first passenger to die.
Now,
so,
have you seen these cases before?
No, I've never seen a Hunter virus case. I remember when I was in the Army and I was in Korea, there was a specific Hunter virus that's very specific to the Korean Peninsula, KHF, Korean like Humeric Fever or something. And so I remember hearing about it then. That's the first time I'd ever heard about it. But I've never seen a Hunter virus case. I've seen lung fibrosis happen different ways, but usually it's in the setting like there being underlying autoimmune disease and a pulmonary embolism, collapse of lung from an injury, like those kinds of things. I've never seen hantavirus. Another one that's very common, Mad Hatter disease. That's actually a work injury from the glue they used to use in hat factories,
So
glues and things like that. I've not seen those. Usually it's going to be related to solvent exposure and stuff like that. It's so much more common.
Well, the Mad Hatter disease is because they used mercury in their paints, and they would, because it was, they had to have a sharp tip on their brushes, they would put the brush in their mouth, to make it into a sharp tip. And they were putting lead, I guess it was lead, not mercury, lead. They'd be putting lead paint in their mouth all day long.
Well, it's fascinating. The quality.
Until they went mad.
The quality of lead paint is so much better than non-lead paint. I wonder if gasoline. Remember, we used to have regular and unleaded, right? Yeah. I wonder if leaded fuel is better.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, when you have on with firefighters or anybody who's working in an environment where you're inhaling, one of the things you have your injuries, according to your website, is an infectious disease.
No.
So what would that mean?
Typically the toxic exposures, a lot of people think cancer. In my experience, that's actually not the most common side mm-hmm. effects. People are going to have neurological diseases. Usually it's going to be autoimmune, or neurological. And I think maybe primarily autoimmune. And then it starts attacking the nerves as well. A lot of guys where they have toxic exposure, they'll start having symptoms that are consistent with like ulcerative colitis or Crohn's. They'll start having rashes or psoriasis that they've never had before. And they start having neuropathy in their hands, sometimes in their face, headaches, things like that. And so it's less insidious until you have early onset Parkinson's or something like that. But, it's less insidious than cancer because that's what everybody's scared about. But it's much more common than we think. And it's not just safety workers, firefighters and police officers. I see a lot with guys who worked in the excavation business, contractors who did work at, the military bases and prisons and stuff like that. The dirt there is really, really, it's got a lot of stuff in it. There's actually a lot of sites up here that have, dirty soil. A lot of, lumber mills, mines that, were stripped, years and years ago, and it looks like pristine land now, but there's, arsenic and all kinds of stuff, but a lot of it, in the setting of solvents, chloride solvents, there's a lot of people that use those for degreasers or in paint thinners, things like that. There's a lot of exposure, and it doesn't happen to everybody, but I feel that the more common effects of it is going to be, it's to the nervous system and to the autoimmune system.
Okay.
One of the things you talked about, and I found that so interesting enough to share with the sheriff, was that when they were going out after these marijuana grows, they're wearing hazmat suits now, but they didn't, I think they are, but they didn't used to. I don't know if they are. But when they're out there, because they're using pesticides that are dangerous because they're outlawed in this country, that when they're gathering this stuff up, they're, you know, inhaling it and they're getting it on their bodies and everything. And you've had a couple of, had a couple instances where that's caused a lot of problems.
Absolutely. And these guys, they go in, they just roll up their BDU sleeves and lop the plants down. And there's stuff on, especially the cartel ones, you know, there's stuff on these grows that it'll kill a bear. You know, the pesticides are strong enough to kill a bear and deer. And I mean, there's like a ring of death around them. The Humboldt County, Mendocino County Sheriff. I'm not sure if it's the same sheriff that's in office now, but he really was kind of on the forefront of this, you know, good like almost 10 years ago now. But carbofuran is one. There's a lot of different furans, but it's not just limited to that. But yeah, it's usually the pesticides that they use. They're just in like, you know, like milk jugs, you know, like you know, that aren't even marked and stuff. And I think that actually down in Tehama County a few years ago, they busted a store for selling the carbofuran illegally. It's that stuff is no joke. It can cause neuro disease, it can cause cancers, and it can cause people to be poisoned and have, you know, aneurysms and stuff.
Yeah, and they didn't think about it. They were just, you know, wrapping up the marijuana and burning it and all this, but they were already standing in the smoke when it's burning.
Well, they used to throw tires in the big pile of pot. They would throw tires in there so it wouldn't smell like pot.
Is that what they did?
I didn't know that.
So, you know, well, we got to take a break here. Because, you know, the burn pits that are happening in the, you know, with the government and all the Agent Orange, during the year, there's got to be two or three other things they find that Agent Orange has caused.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And this is from Vietnam.
Oh, it changes their DNA.
Yeah. And then you've got the, at Camp Lejeune, my beloved Marine Corps, they found out from the 50s through the 80s, it was contaminated water, and it was causing birth defects and everything there. And if you were stationed there, and I was stationed there not for long periods of time, but the water you'd be drinking.
What about
the whole base? Yeah. The whole base.
What about the fuel tanks? It just leaked at Pearl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just happened. We're going to have decades of disease from that.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is my barbershop of choice. Found them in 2007 when I moved here and never left. They were founded in 1960 and been in the same location since 1967, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old subway or Lucky Miller's, if you remember that. I like them for a number of reasons. One, they're not a hair salon, and it's an old-time barbershop. But others is I can make appointments, so I don't have to wait. So I just call them up at 530-244-9478, or I go to Booksy and find a date and time, pick it, and it confirms it, and then sends me an email that day or a text reminding me that I have a haircut. So that's cool. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Pat and Jill Gorman.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic.
My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
33 years of winning deserves a big celebration.
Goodness, at Wind River Resort and Casino as we celebrate 33 years
with our $330,000 anniversary swipe to win.
May is heating up. Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Five winners will play our game board for the chance for cash entry slot play. Advance all 10 levels and win $330,000.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win entries.
For complete details, visit windriver.com.
Your adventure begins
here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the state of Lions. Your Lions putting on the Ritz. Cool blast hitting heat. That's the piss. No more fits. No more sweating buckets. No freezing bits. Your Lions putting on the Ritz.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Over the weekend. Would you like me to sing the whole song?
No.
Okay. Call in if you'd like to hear me sing that whole song.
Hey, call
530-605-4567.
No, please don't. I'll tell you what I will do if you call in. 605-4567. I've got tickets to Harvey, the wonderful play that's happening at the Riverfront Playhouse, and it's going from May 14th to May 31st. So I'm going to give, our caller two tickets. And if you want to go with four, I've got four for you. That's a Happy Friday gift for you. Four tickets to Riverfront Playhouse, Harvey, a comedy by Mary Chase. Tickets right here.
Whatever it is, give us a call, 530-605-4567. And next week, we may start handing out tickets to Taste of Redding. Those are like $50 tickets, so I just got a stack of them. So we're going to start sharing that with all of y'all, too. We're here with Pat and Jill Gorman, Patrick and Jill Gorman, and from Gorman Law. And we're talking, workers' compensation. And we got into the hazmat side because he's had cases of all different kinds. And what kind of brought it up was the Hanna virus, and he hasn't seen that yet. COVID cases. Long COVID, mm-hmm. People still suffering?
Yeah, it's confounding. I have a client who, had early onset, interesting. I mean, so she gets COVID, and it was interesting the stutter, the delayed speech that she developed from it. So it's definitely cognitive and stuff. But then after that, they start having some brain spotting where they're like, hey, this is consistent with early onset dementia at 51, and then from there. There's a diagnosis of cancer.
Started with COVID.
Stomach mm-hmm. cancer, yeah. And so it's like they've been able to treat these things. And maybe there was some underlying susceptibility to it. But, it's going to take years before they truly kind of boil down, what's coincidental, what's connected, right? It seems to me like it's like all of you. There's an autoimmune element. There's a neurological element. There's a pulmonary element. I mean, we thought it was primarily a respiratory disease, but respiratory diseases don't cause persistent blood clotting for years. Respiratory illness doesn't cause cognitive delay and vision and speech right? Or autoimmune issues. I mean, now she's another one where all of a sudden, you know, she's got colitis-like symptoms, and that's never happened before. So it's just, it's really interesting, and I think that a lot of us have these underlying susceptibilities, right? We talked about Agent Orange. That's one thing that, you know, I saw where I know a guy who was a fighter pilot in, like, 71, and before he went to Thailand, he had a baby, and he had a child after, and the one before, perfectly healthy, the one after, autoimmune diseases their whole life, right? So some of these chemicals, like, you know, can change your DNA,
right,
take
right,
forever,
right.
And then pass through.
As we know, the Agent Orange, every year, cause, you know, through the VA, I get all these things from the VA. They find new cancers, new things that have happened from something that people were exposed to in the 60s. And the question is does it have a downline? The water at Camp Lejeune, children born with all types of birth defects and cancers. But does it have a downline in sense, you know, be something like, okay, your children, are they affected? And then are their children infected with this? And it's insidious.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not sure it is. I don't know about downlines and maybe Agent Orange.
We won't know for 50 years, right?
Yeah. So,
well, and there's not a lot of money in studying that either because there's no money in it, right? I mean, quite the opposite.
Well, it's
actually.
Like hantavirus. It's a rare.
So rare.
And it happened out in the deserts of New Mexico and Arizona and Texas and this. And now people had never heard of it because of the cruise ship. And now people are going, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there is something like that. So, but you see cases like this, like one with the coronavirus, that now it's showing that she may never work again.
No, she'll never work again.
So what do you do about that since it came from COVID?
So there's so many different, well, she has industrial COVID, but the question becomes, and it's because COVID's so new, it's going to be hard because there's no real medical studies that are peer-reviewed that really, you know, document things. But there's different layers of benefits, right? So there's, you know, there's Social Security disability, there's workers' comp, there's, you know, all these different layers and everything. And if some of it's pre-existing, that's where the subsequent injury fund comes in, things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think that her... They call these like idiosyncratic, you know, reactions, right? Or the, you know, idiosyncrasies in the way her body reacted to COVID is definitely unique. So there's something different about her than others, right? It's not the same thing as like falling off a roof. Everybody's going to break some part of their body, you know, the body. So yeah, there's going to be something specific about her. But yeah, there's different layers. So there's a subsequent injury fund where if you have pre-existing conditions, this is was formed after World War II because all these guys are coming back with metal on their bodies, and these employers are saying, hey, if these guys get a back injury at work, you know, because they've had, you know, missed a few fingers or something, right? We're gonna have to pay for 100% disability. So they created this separate fund that compensates you for the difference between the combination of your pre-existing and industrial injury. So the employer just has to pay for the industrial injury, right? So there's that. That's one benefit system. There's Social Security disability, although, you know, I mean, I don't know who can live on $2,000 to $3,000 a month in California for the rest of their life. So there's that. There's different layers of benefits. There's a possibility that it winds up being on the employer. It's just that's a real hard road to to travel. You know, it can take a decade to get there. Sometimes there's easier pathways. And if there is pre-existing, you know, the employer's right. Hey, I'm not on the hook for 100%. And you know, with workers' comp, the fascinating part is, you know, the difference between your weekly payments at 99% versus 100% is astronomical, right? So your maximum benefit payout at 99% or under is $290 a week. So that's like $1,100 a month that you have to clip on, right? At 100%, it's 2/3 of your gross earnings. That one percentage difference is, you know, millions of dollars in exposure for an employer, but it's also the hardest point to get. It's nearly impossible unless you have bilateral amputations, things like that. It's very difficult to get there. We just keep traveling the road. You have to see where the medical evidence comes in, but you know, you have a pathway. It takes a long time. And in the meantime, I mean, this person can't work. They're not receiving payments for, you know, beyond a certain period of time. It's life-changing, unfortunately, for her. But I think that at this point, she's just happy to be healthy. Or as healthy as she is. They were able to get rid of the cancer. I think she's going to be cancer-free. And she's treating, you know, a lot of the stuff hasn't been accepted by the work comp carrier, thank God. And she's training through UC, and they've been able to put her in the COVID program, right? So they're studying her basically for for research and stuff. But you know, I think that she's just at some point, your health is more important than any of this other stuff.
You know, when you were talking about long COVID, we have a friend who had long COVID, and ever since then, I swear, there's been so many health issues.
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me now. Like every time we turn around, there's another operation or there's something or this or that.
And it doesn't
strange
seem,
things.
Yeah, it doesn't seem related, but it really didn't start until after she had this, you know, this COVID.
And so that's where they have to do these studies that take decades to do a correlation, right? What correlates, what's coincidental, and what's correlative, correlative, right? Yeah. What's connected and what's not. And, you know, there has to be medical, peer-reviewed medical findings for a doctor to be able to rely on that. Otherwise, it's just speculative. But no, I think that, I see that with just regular injuries where somebody has a delay in care because workers' comp is a really dysfunctional system right now. So they have a delay in care. Otherwise, would have been back at work within 3 months, you know, fully recovered. But for whatever reason, they don't even get an MRI for a year, right? So this delay in care creates a chronic condition. And then there's a cascading effect where other conditions that were asymptomatic start becoming a problem. And starts spreading. And, I hit a lot of people, you know, they weren't even pre-diabetic. They get injured and now all of a sudden they're diabetic, right? A year into it, because of weight gain, because of the hormonal changes, because of the stress and the pain and just, people develop gastrointestinal issues from taking, you know, the medications or taking, you know, over the counter, you know, ibuprofen, but also just from the stress, right, of having their life upended and getting nowhere fast. So it's just, I see that a lot with the cascading. But with COVID, long COVID, I mean, that's what I'm seeing too. I think that it triggers things that might be asymptomatic in your body that you may have never, ever, ever experienced symptoms to, but because of the COVID or the treatment for the COVID or the COVID vaccine or what or the combination of all three, it just triggers something. It lights something up. And,
it even seems like it could be totally unrelated. It starts with a dental issue. But if you think about it, especially after what we're talking here, and we got to take a break, but that maybe it has changed your body chemistry in such a way that things that ordinarily wouldn't be a problem then all of a sudden get magnified because of the virus you had in your body. You know, it's very possible. So, but we got to take a break. We're here with Jill and Patrick Gorman of Gorman Law, and we're going to come back. I'm going to ask Jill a question, get her involved. We'll be right back.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Francisca. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
From the first bingo call to the latest jackpot, it's been an incredible 33 years of winning. Because of you, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating our 33-year anniversary. Prepare for incredible promotions, giveaways, gaming, food and fun all month long. Don't miss your chance at $330,000. For details on all the anniversary fun, visit windriver.com. So grab your friends and come celebrate with us. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Gosh, last segment on Friday, and then we have two more working days till Monday. let me remind everybody that
it starts
tonight with the street dance right downtown here. Yeah, and it goes from 6 to 10 p.m. right downtown, entertainment zone. You can buy booze in one spot and walk around as long as it's specially marked. And then tomorrow on Saturday, May 9th, is the Reading Rodeo launch party and dance down at the Rodeo Arena.
With
mutton busting. We're doing 150 kids starting at 5 p.m. There are going to be 150 kids riding, not all at the same time.
that would be chaotic.
And, you think. And then out of those 150, we'll pick 48 of them that will participate on rodeo night, 12 a night for for 4 days. Line dancing, there's going to be a band coming in. This guy is coming out of Nevada, and he's just a fine young entertainer. You're going to be hearing about him. All of that starts on Saturday down at the rodeo arena, Reading Rodeo Arena. It starts at 5 p.m. And then, you know, it's Special Kids Day, of course. The Kiddie Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall on Monday, May 11th, along with Special Kids Day. A bank hold up on May 12th, Tuesday. We have one of the bank robbers sitting in the studio here. And then, of course, the pancake breakfast a week from today, and we'll be on site there that day. And then the Reading Rodeo, of course, the 13th to the 16th. Unfortunately, 14th, 15th, and 16th are sold out.
Oh, wow.
But there's still some tickets left for Wednesday night, and but you have to go to readingrodeo.com and get your tickets. And I thoroughly enjoy that evening. That's Native American Appreciation. They bring out dancers, and it's just it's a great event. So, and then, of course, the Reading Rodeo Parade, May 16th, a week from tomorrow, downtown. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, and website is GormanCompLaw.com out of Palo Cedro. And Jill.
Yes. Jill.
You
the power, power behind the throne.
Right. I'll call him and say,
yes.
Well, here's Jill's number. Ask Jill. And I go, okay.
Yeah.
So you all made your home here in Reading. Coming from, you're from this general area.
No, from Lafayette, California.
Yeah.
Lafayette, okay. And then, but you all, and we, you know, we were talking about it during the break, you decided to set down roots.
Yeah.
And,
well.
You ever look back?
No. I always wanted to, like, live on a farm, like, from when I was a little kid. And, yeah, so.
You garden?
I garden, but I don't.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I.
But you got a lot of animals.
You have animals.
We did have a lot of animals. Right now, we just have chickens and cats.
Okay. Did they like each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sort of. I mean, the cat really likes the chickens. I don't know how the chickens feel.
Okay. Oh, how sweet.
It's really sweet. Yeah.
And we know how much the cat likes him because he crawls around and looks at him.
He caught a few chicks, but they're all full grown now.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
Not at
is
risk.
This a big cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a cat that's.
So you get fresh eggs.
Yes.
Oh, man,
yes.
I love that. That was always my dream, too.
Do you need
so
fresh
it's never
eggs?
Too late.
We have an abundance.
Yeah.
It's not
there's
too late.
Nothing.
We can throw
it's,
we
no,
can
it's
put
not
chickens
too late
in the backyard.
No, we can't actually have four in downtown, but no roosters.
Yeah, the roosters are so aggressive anyway.
Yeah, I know. Have you ever been spurred by a rooster?
No, but they've chased me.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we had one that grew up that my dad, you know, of course, it was the whole thing here. You have to have this little chick as for Easter.
Aww.
So we did it grew up. We moved into Sacramento. Single rooster became in the backyard. We were not popular in Sacramento. Yeah. And then my mom was in the backyard, and that rooster got up and spurred her when she was in her swimsuit.
Oh, no.
And
oh
that was
gosh.
The end of that rooster.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was Sunday dinner.
Yeah.
After that.
what
do you want to tell people? We've got like 4 minutes left. What do you want to tell people, Patrick, when it comes to injuries at work? Related to work, I should say.
A few things. I think that, you know, the whole purpose of this, for employers too, this is important. You know, the whole purpose of workers' comp is, look, get folks quick treatment. This isn't a situation where, you know, it's a, whose fault was it or why are they doing it? The best way to minimize any kind of risk on this is to get them to the doctor and get them treatment right away. For injured workers, you know, workers' compensation is to treat work injuries and it's not designed to deal with conflict between you and your employer. It's just not designed that way. That's something separate. So that would be, you know, filed under Fair Employment and Housing laws for discrimination or something like that. But workers' comp is for injuries. And I understand that it's very frustrating when you're not getting your treatment and stuff like that. But, a lot of cases I see up here become cases because of the delays in care. For employers out there, that is your insurance company, not the injured workers' insurance company. You can write letters to them and tell them that if they don't do their job and it costs you more money, you will sue them and things will get freed up and your injured workers will be back at work much, much quicker. So consider doing that. Again, they are your insurance company. So they owe you a duty to minimize your costs. And if they are denying treatment and delaying treatment and that costs you more money in premiums or just in your deductibles, they have committed bad faith and there's a lawsuit that you can file against them. Maybe that'll get our guys quicker treatment. Maybe that'll get people back to work. It is really, really hard to replace good people, up here especially, because there aren't a lot of folks in the labor force. So, you know, again, they owe you a duty, not the injured worker, unfortunately, but they owe you a duty. And ultimately, you have the say, and you can get them to do what they need to do.
Well, the thing is they want to come back to work. You want them back to work.
Yeah.
And the family obviously needs them to come back to work. So the more you may have to be proactive with this.
I estimate at least 40% of my cases would not be cases if the person had gotten treatment on time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a powerful way to end this show. Thank you so much, the Gormans.
Wait a minute. First of all, how did they get a hold of you?
GormanComplaw.com. You guys can schedule appointments online. You can call us at 530-262-2168.
And you're going to talk to Patrick. Talk to somebody first, but you're going to talk to Patrick.
I do all my consultations. I don't have a third
party. Free consultation.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So, always free.
Always free.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Wonderful Mother's Day.
Have a great weekend. Line dance tonight. The launch party tomorrow night, and it's just going to be a rodeo from here to next Sunday. So have a wonderful weekend, my friends, and God bless America.
Around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.